that bad girls go to hell?
Broadcasting live from the Temple of I, it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. Show number 5 again.
Again.
Tonight, I look at Seth. Seth looks at his computer. And Matt looks at the back of Seth's computer.
So sad.
What are you doing?
Oh. What are we listening to?
Isn't this the same song we did last week?
But that show. See, that's what's great about dusting fucking up, is it makes me feel better about my life. I'm like, ugh.
No, I'm being serious. Didn't we hear this song last week? It's no. Steadfast?
Yeah, we did, but that show got lost.
No, every Steadfast song sounds exactly the same as what I was getting at.
Oh.
What was the name of that song?
That was the last song.
The name of the song is the last song?
No, it was Relapse.
Hey, welcome to Show 5, Part 2, again, okay. Redo.
But what I was saying is, when you fucking up makes me feel good, because I'm like, look, he's not a machine.
Oh. Yeah,
he's
okay.
Actually human.
I can actually do things.
Yeah. So what happened to the show, buddy?
Yeah, let's get into this for real quick. We came in here, we did a show on Tuesday. And, yes. Somehow.
A 2-hour show, too. Wasn't it a long one?
No,
it was like hour 20, I think.
Yeah, hour 20.
It was a good show.
It was a good show. I went back after we were done. We wrapped up. I went in the house to slice and dice it, edit it all up, make it pretty to put on iTunes, and it was gone. Gone. Yep.
How long did you look for it?
Showed where all the audio tracks were, but there were no waveforms in there.
You stupid pile of shit.
Nada.
How upset were you about it?
Pissed.
How long did you look?
You kept sending me emails going, I want to hear the show. I want to hear the show. I was like,
yeah, I know. I was like, I want to see if we're going to delete this.
I was up to like 3 trying to figure it out. Like, what the hell happened?
You're such a better person than me.
I was pissed. Then the next day I did it again. The next day I did it again.
Show's done, guys. Sorry.
I'm hitting forums.
Cancel
it. What the hell?
Fuck them.
Well, be like, hey, man, did you look everywhere? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you try clicking here and dropping down the window that says fucking idiot?
Well, did you hit that one?
Because you're a fucking idiot.
Did you try Control Alt Delete?
We have Seth sending me text going.
On an Apple? Yeah, that works great.
Oh, yeah. He's sending me text going, well, in my logic, it doesn't do this. It doesn't do that.
Okay, when I use logic,
I was only saying
my computer crashed on me because I was like going just ape shit with drops and stuff. And my computer crashed, and it just automatically redid it and was, here, you want to put all this stuff back up? Yeah, fucking idiot.
I like
yeah.
the salt that he
my
put in the wound, too, when he was like, this can't happen!
Because it can't.
What if we have a guest?
It pissed me off. I was mad. So, anyway, here we are. We're redoing it.
Yay!
Kind of. It's going to be better now because that was during the week. This is Saturday.
Yeah. We realized that all our stories suck, so we just dropped
actually
them
going into Sunday. We can take
now
our clothes off!
Now we're all over again. Yeah. Yeah,
we can get crazy.
We can create crazy.
And we're gonna have a lot of samples this time, so bear with me if they suck and all this other stuff, because we're doing them live this time. Fuck it, we're doing it live.
We're seeing what's going on.
I haven't heard any of these.
So anyway,
I thought you heard one of them. Did you not?
Last week.
Yeah, you heard like one that I played last week, but I made some more now.
Yeah, they're good.
And my
get them going.
My friend Joe made some stuff for us too. It's real gay.
Mexican Joe.
Yeah.
Joseph Barron.
Nice.
Josama.
Yeah,
how come he didn't come today?
He's going to show up later to pick up his guitar gear since y'all don't want to play music anymore.
We need him to play live guitar for us.
Why do you keep trying to push through that? Here, I'm going to stop this. I'm going to play what Joe made.
Hold up.
What's this for?
It's I don't know.
Just
yet.
Our show, period?
I think so.
Is this introducing us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
Hey guys, all right, today.
Florida.
Russia.
Florida.
Fuck Russia.
Florida.
Oh, Russia.
See, I don't care to see tits anymore. I've seen thousands and thousands of tits. I want to see butthole.
Bleach.
Ha. The bleach in my ass.
Bleach.
Eyeball bleach.
Bleach in my asshole.
Butthole bleaching.
Bleach.
You're the Lord, you're the Mastodon, what do I do here? Is this a Christian band?
Why are you here? What are you doing? Who invited you?
I'm Dustin.
I'm Stubbs!
Okay, I'm Seth. There you go.
That was awesome.
Whee.
And by the way, I'm Stubbs.
Yeah, obviously.
That's awesome, man. So now we don't have to do that anymore. We don't have to introduce ourselves anymore.
No.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate
it's really good, dude. Really good.
So what you got, Chief? Anything good happened to you in the last couple days?
I went to my parents' house.
Man.
That's always interesting.
Shoot the shit, motherfucker. Go.
That's all you got?
No, you know what he told me today? This was funny. My dad preaches. He goes to nursing homes and preaches, which is funny.
Has like, he found the back door to heaven?
Wait, what?
He didn't know about the back door.
He didn't know about the back door to heaven?
No. I don't think he'd approve of the back door to heaven either.
I thought it's nothing bad.
The back door to heaven?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what version you're interpreting.
Holy shit, talk about your dad.
The Steadfast song, that's all I'm interpreting, but go ahead.
I don't know if he's ever heard it, man. But anyway, he does this preaching thing, right? And I don't know why, he's done it for like 5 years, and it's kind of a sad gig because he's always losing his people, like his congregation. So he preaches to these people, and then they croak on him.
Ouch.
Well, he's had some dental work lately. And he has false teeth.
Oh, big choppers.
Yeah, big choppers. They didn't fall out once while he was preaching. They didn't fall out twice.
50.
Three times during his sermon, he had to stop down and put his fucking teeth back in.
Did he have to reapply the glue and put it in?
I don't know what he did. He didn't really get into that. Me and Brittany are just kind of looking like, are you serious? Can you imagine if you went to a church? Number one, can you imagine that even, Seth?
I just burped 7 times and almost threw up.
Anyway, no, and the preacher loses his teeth 3 times.
Okay, I would go more often if that was happening.
What if you went to that church where the preacher pulled out a gun as a prop?
What?
He had blanks in it. He was trying to scare his congregation doing something. And he pulled the trigger, held the gun up next to his head and pulled the trigger. Because they're blanks.
Yeah, blink.
It's a lot
hurt.
Of air, though.
They
forced
have
air.
They still have wadding in them, and yeah, that yeah, went into wadding. His brain and Did killed he? Him right there in front of his congregation. Bam, dead.
Was this in Florida?
I actually think it was.
No, you're full of shit. Was it
I don't
really?
Know. I actually think it was a Florida
When did that
congregation.
Happen?
It's been a couple of years.
That needs to happen more often.
What a rad sermon.
He didn't have God in him.
No. Obviously, something didn't work out.
He didn't have the faith.
Nope. God did not protect him on that one.
So that's funny that you mentioned crazy shit in Florida again, because did you hear at this another state to rag on, Arkansas? Did you guys hear about in Arkansas, the politicians there tried to pass a law that was going to ban untraditional tattoos and piercings?
I heard something about that. I didn't look into it.
Untraditional.
Untraditional tattoos and piercings.
What's a traditional, like?
Who knows?
Tribal.
Barcodes on the wrist?
Barbed wire.
That probably
your forearm.
Was not a traditional tattoo.
That wasn't?
666 on the ass cheek probably wouldn't work there.
So,
but anyway, it didn't pass. But still, isn't that messed up that a stupid fucking state would do that?
Well, look at the shit Seth was texting us this morning about Austin succeeding from the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to
I've
look
heard
into
about
that.
More Austin stuff. Nudity,
my understanding
succeeding.
Was if they passed a law like a couple years ago, I think, that if any petition gets 75,000 signatures on it, government has to respond to it.
I believe it's 250 now.
They changed it?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay, because I was going to be like, "What? I neutered my dog.
250,000, not 250.
Yeah, well, I neutered my dog, and then about 2 years after that, I baptized him and made him a born-again Christian. And I'm wondering, he just died. Now, he went to heaven, of course.
This is a very religious show today.
Is he
so
reunited
far?
With his balls up in heaven? And I want to get 250,000 signatures, and so the government has to respond to that now. It'd have been a lot easier with 75,000.
It's not, because what law are you trying to pass?
I want government to respond to it. That's all they do. No, that's all they do.
You just want to get an official
yeah.
government document
yeah, exactly.
that has some kind of explanation about your dog's balls?
Yeah.
Did you see the one...
Being reunited in heaven.
At the beginning of the year about wanting the U.S. government to build the Death Star?
Oh, geez, no.
And it got enough signatures
yeah,
that Congress
yeah.
had to address it?
I remember you sending me something, a link to that.
The White House sent a response back and everything, like...
Our government's so great.
Under the Obama plan, it might be done.
Oh, no. Obamacare.
Oh, God. There we go. Dun, 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 so what about you? Anything?
I told you I didn't really want to talk about this, but since it seems to be a
All
boring
right, well,
show anyway,
what I've
fuck
got
them.
Is it religious?
It can be.
We're having a religious show.
You can't... It's about death, so...
There we go.
It's about going to heaven Sunday. And hell and stuff. All right, I was before we came over here. I was in the shower, and I get done, and I'm grabbing my towel off the towel rack, and I grab some shitty fucking towel, and it has like these strings hanging off of it, and it's not just a loose string; it's connected at both ends, so it gets caught on the far end of the towel rack. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like shrugging it off, and I'm reaching more, but I want to get out of the bathtub because you know I don't want to get the floor all wet.
Just
like
dingus
asshole.
Flopping around, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah, just all over God's green earth. So I'm sitting out there, flinging it. God, ooh, come on. So I finally get so far hanging out of the bathtub that I go ahead and slip. Now, my left foot caught the back part of the tub, and I just slam my knee into the tub. Yes, I do.
Did you use shampoo?
I don't jack off in the shower. That's a whole different fucking story.
I don't either, man. Well, we'll talk about that later, but
did you
bring
condoms?
I always have money.
So what happened? What happened here?
So I slam my knee against the bathtub. I start just bursting out laughing. I'm wondering if my roommate hears this and his girlfriend's there. I'm wondering if they hear that shit. I'm like, oh, god damn. And then I start thinking, I'm like, I almost died. I would have been butt naked, ass up in the air, hanging over the bathtub with my neck broken, laying there. And I'm like, I just got out of the bathtub. And at least I'm clean, I guess, right? But then I'm thinking, well, the corner or whatever's going to be looking at me going, he just got out of the shower, and this is the best he cleaned himself? What the fuck? He didn't shake his butt.
Then Joe walks in, he's like, well, man, his
yeah, he'll
right
find
there.
Me in a couple hours. You know, he'll sit there, he'll sit there and take pictures of me and stuff.
So you died, and Joe raped you.
Hey, you know what? You know
probably,
what?
That would happen, probably.
That actually happens more than you would think. Like, people die fucking slipping in the shower and the tub all the time.
I actually thought about this. Like, my siblings, their first responses. My sister would have been, well, I'm going to get those slip-free things for the shower so we don't die like that dumb fuck. And then my little brother would have been like, well, that's what he gets. And then my older brother would have been, no, yeah, he was drunk. First, he was drunk, and yeah, that's what he fucking gets.
How'd you like to get that coroner's report of his toxicity levels?
See, that's the thing. I wasn't drunk yet.
He was already dead when he went into the shower.
Yeah, he should have. He actually died 2 years ago. What the fuck's going on?
And that hot water opened his lungs up.
I could only imagine what my whichever sibling got the short end of the straw.
Are you a donor?
To tell my parents, why the fuck would I be a donor?
Can you imagine that?
What do you take from me?
Let's go there and see here.
Just put that's all just horrible.
Sew him back up.
Just sew him back up.
Throw all that, throw his liver and stuff in the trash. You know,
he can't even use you for fish bait.
Shit, the whole inside of him is black.
That's probably true.
Got lungs filled with resin from weed.
What I'm thinking
is
whichever
resin.
Fucking kid
imagine
got the short of the straw that has it to my parents, the first thing in my mom's
puffer
mouth would have been,
liver.
So how drunk was he? Was it a car wreck? Did it kill anybody else? You're like,
thank
no,
God.
No, mom, no. He wasn't drunk. And she would have been just hung up going, all right, that's a prank call. Fuck him.
It's not true.
Fuck my shit. You know?
Hey, you're going to kill me, though.
Did Jerry Jones finally get in there?
I'll get you one. I'll get
thank you,
beer.
Sir. Thank you.
Yeah, so anyway, that happened to me today. So.
Man, I always freaking think about, man.
If what, you're like, found
if,
dead?
If, yeah,
is it healthy
yeah,
to do that?
I don't know, because like we have a lot of
bad
storms
here. I don't change anything
here.
I'm doing. I don't groom better. Or...
See, we have a lot of storms, severe storms here in Fort
Florida,
North, Texas. Anyway, I don't know why I said it that way, but anyway... I'll see news reports sometimes of, there's going to be some severe thunderstorms that blow through here about 4 in the morning, so it might cause some thunder and racket. Well, I'm like, well, dude, I need to put on boxers because I don't want my women's leopard, whitey, tidy, freaking nasty man love panties on when they find my dead body.
Okay.
Y'all think this is stupid, but
we're
it's
trying
not.
To do
I'm
dead
serious.
Air there. It's like, it didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think about that stuff, though, too. Like, dumbass ways that you're going to be found dead.
Well, the other day I was driving, and what are you pointing at there, buddy? You can do it. You have a fucking... The other day I was driving, I was jacking off, and I was like, man, if I get into a wreck right now, my pants are going to be down. And then, what, no? Did I talk about this?
No, that's just funny.
That's so, dangerous.
Because I'm thinking, I'm like, all right. Yeah, because I'm
holding...
I can't
wait till those AT&T commercials.
I'm holding
no
up...
No jacking
I'm holding
and
up porn on my iPhone, and I'm jacking it, and I'm driving a stick and a 25-foot
no
trailer behind me. I'm like, fuck, this is an almost impossible. You know what? I'm going to do it, though. I'm going to do it.
Don't jack and drive.
I've never done that. I've never done
what?
Spanked while I was driving.
How old are you?
I've gotten a beach. While I was driving, of course.
Yeah, duh. You hadn't done that. You've never jerked off and
not while I was
really
driving.
Why?
I don't know. It just never came.
You're never hungover and like I just gotta beat off, or like you're driving a long distance, like I gotta stay up.
Why does beating off help hangovers?
I don't know.
It does though.
It
I
does.
I think it's the endorphins it that it releases.
Oh, not just beating off, but like having sex too. Just yeah, coming. Any, there, put it
yeah,
that
coming,
way. Coming.
Just
but
ability.
Don't come too much. You get a headache.
It does. It helps hangover.
It's the endorphins, I think.
So I got a question to ask y'all.
And I'm also super horny after, you know, when being
hungover. I'm horny now.
Which is like every day of my
oh
life.
Oh my
but,
God, we're taking off. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Talking about Seth in the shower and stuff.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What about...
Told you, bear with me on these samples here.
What do you guys think of the lottery?
Like the Texas lottery?
The Texas
the money?
Lottery. The not the big...
I really want to win it.
Not the big money.
Then I want it.
Let's just
I want it?
Let's do it like this. The scratch-offs.
Scratch-offs? I want to win those. I never buy them, though.
I mean...
I've never bought any lottery ticket my entire life, but I see people playing them, and they do pretty well on them.
So yesterday, I'm working with a guy, one of my coworkers, and he's a lottery freak, okay? Like
one of those people that stops down lines while he freaking scratches
no,
off.
No. He does,
I
he's
hate
not that
those
bad.
Motherfuckers.
But he will... Say we got to go to the gas station or whatever and pick up and get gas or something at work, or we stop to get a drink or something. He's always buying lottery tickets, scratch-offs. He's got these games now down, and he tracks, like...
Oh, he's got a system.
Like, he will look online, because it'll tell you online what winners have gotten out of, you know, this certain scratch-off, this type of scratch-off, you know. Out of the $5 million cards, three of them have got taken, and when it gets down low, he'll go do something else. But he was telling me all the story, like, he's a huge Cowboys fan, and he...
Imagine that, a lottery scratch-off player that is a Dallas Cowboy fan.
So there's the Cowboy scratch-off that's going on right now, the Dallas Cowboy scratch-off. He's won jerseys and helmets, and he just won season tickets.
Are
Holy
you kidding
shit,
me, man?
No.
That's badass.
He got his package in the mail the
that
other
right
day.
That right there pays off, dude. Yeah.
He,
expensive
he showed
shit.
Us. He brought them up and showed us. And like,
does he know where the seats are at
season
now?
Season fucking tickets. It's the 200 or 300 level right up. He's not on the 100s below. He's right above. 50-yard line.
That's
right
damn,
in the middle. Man. He got them.
That's cool.
Two tickets. He got those, and I was like, oh, that's freaking badass. But he's telling me all the stuff he's won, and what do you... I guess some of them you can... Even though you scratch them off, the Cowboys is one of them. Kiss is another one. Kiss has one out now.
The band.
But you scratch them off. If you don't win, you can send it back in or hop online and put a code in, and you get a second chance, and that's how he got these season tickets.
That's
cool. Was through the second chance.
I wonder if all the NFL teams are doing that.
There's a... In Texas, you can buy Houston Texans or Dallas Cowboy ones.
Speaking of the NFL.
Hold on. I'm not done yet.
Oh. It gets better?
But like, okay, the Kiss one, you get guitars, you get albums. He's won all this stuff. Like, there was an Elvis one. He got all this Elvis junk. He was just telling me about it. I thought it was badass. I was like,
well,
man, we'll start doing scratch-offs. So Friday, yesterday, I bought a scratch-off.
Boom, 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 boom.
How much was it?
I started low, $2.
Yeah.
$2 turned into $8.
All right.
So then I took those $8, bought some more $2 ones that turned into $20.
All right.
Cashed that in for two big $10 ones. I'm like, yeah, we're on. Those turned into $40. That's where I am right now. I haven't gone any further.
So you've won four times after your original purchase?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I guarantee you that wouldn't happen with me, man.
I think it's all a triangle scheme, though, or pyramid scheme. I think
how?
The lottery
my luck is so
scheme.
Good, I would get halfway through scratching the thing and have a heart attack. And then some fucking
the first one you buy, that's
piece
just
of
what
shit
happens.
Would grab my ticket, scratch it the rest of the way off, and win like $2 million.
Yeah.
So I don't
know.
That's
my luck.
I got the ticket. I'll keep going on Monday, but I just stopped for the day. So
the Cowboys are playing right now. Do you know that?
Yeah,
yes.
They're
another
preseason
are.
Game.
It's a preseason
how many fucking
game.
Preseason games do we need?
17.
This is the
That's
full
ridiculous.
Dress rehearsal, though, against Cincinnati.
I don't give a fuck.
And it's
did
7
you hear about the
seven.
New rule out there?
7-7.
Did y'all hear about the new rule out there that women
there's no
cannot
tuck rule
take
anymore?
No, this is a attendance rule. Women cannot take purses anymore.
Why?
What the
I have no
fuck?
Idea. Like they have a limit now to...
Well, if you're at AT&T Stadium... In Arlington,
you can't take.
You
person.
Can go to Victoria's Secrets. Where are you going to put your Victoria's Secret stuff?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because there's a Victoria's Secrets in AT&T Stadium.
I don't know, man.
I think you're full of shit on that rule. I'm going to look that up later.
No, go ahead.
Did you hear about the guy?
I don't know. The thing is, I don't know if it's an NFL thing or a Jerry Jones thing.
You know, the Cowboys played Arizona last week, and did you hear about the guy in Arizona that handed his son a beer while he took a picture, and they threw him and his son out?
What the fuck?
Golly.
Because his son was holding a beer.
While he took
is that
a
an
picture?
Arizona law? Because here in Texas, I'm going to have to barge with my dad. Everybody he's handing me pictures, and I drink. Yeah.
But the whole point of Arizona was to get hammered, drunk, and drive. Like New Mexico. You get drunk, and you just drive around.
You got it confused with Jacksonville.
Because nothing matters.
New Mexico, yeah, you can have like 400 DUIs.
Right.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, hey, stop doing that. Hey, yeah. No more.
Snap on the wrist. Don't do that anymore, please, sir.
The NFL's getting so fucking tardy.
It is.
It's like, all right, are we moving along here?
Are we done?
Are we done with this?
I got no more shit to shoot.
Did you like that?
Yeah, that's
play
awesome.
That again. That was
one
funny.
One more time, please.
One more time, right there.
Get it?
Man.
Shooting the shit?
Bam.
You get it, dude?
I tell you, the Cowboys going to Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, it is.
It sucks.
So, yeah. Matt Thomas was supposed to be our special guest tonight, but like Eric did the first time, we are being stood up.
Big showed.
Guess what he had to do?
Band stuff.
LARPing.
LARPing.
No?
No.
I thought he did that.
He has to go to a costume party for his sister's birthday.
Oh.
How old is his sister?
She is the same age as me, so
she
36.
Hot?
Is she hot? I'll get to the important questions there, sir.
You want to go look?
Is she Christian?
They live. What's funny is they live two blocks from here.
So he's two blocks from us and he won't fucking get over here?
Yeah.
What a lazy ass.
So we're going to call him up. Right now.
Rappens! Do it. Do it. You know what I want,
can
baby.
Hear it? Yep. There we go. It's ringing. Let's see.
It's going to be chaos on the other end.
What's up, guys?
Matt, why aren't you at our show? What is so much more important than coming and seeing us?
Well, if I wouldn't have known, like, last minute that you guys were going to do the damn show today, I definitely would have been there.
We all
yes,
knew
I
last
know
minute.
I'm down the street, but family obligations. You know how it goes, man.
Yeah, we could throw
actually,
a rock at you right now.
I'm here in my car to charge my phone because it was almost dead, so I could talk to you guys for a minute, for a couple minutes.
How much blow is at the party?
Probably a couple kilos. I think the kids
a couple
into
of
a little
kilos.
Bit of a two.
The kids have?
Kind of, we're just playing a little bit of the chaos going on here. I don't know. I think someone made a call to CPS or.
Are there kids there?
So I think that he's going to be here pretty soon, so I don't think I can talk long.
So there is kids there?
Yeah, my daughter and then a
like
couple,
infants?
There's a,
have you tried to take a piss in one of their diapers yet?
What?
While they're wearing it.
While they're wearing the diaper, have you tried to take a piss in their diaper?
Did I try to take a piss in what?
Their diaper.
No, not those. Not no, not kids that young.
Oh.
I think my daughter's the youngest kid here. She's 6.
Is it a swingers party? Have y'all swapped keys?
Fishbowl.
I think we're doing the number system today.
Oh, no fishbowl?
How drunk are you, Thomas?
What? What steps?
How drunk are you?
I'm completely sober here, man. It's like I think the only beer they got in the fridge here is some PBR. And honestly, I never tried this stuff. So.
That's Blue Ribbon?
And you guys, what's your guys' take on it? Is
it
good?
It's awesome.
You play Denton
trash,
all the time,
and
you've never had a PBR?
Yeah, Andy's had PBR.
It's a cheap fucking beer you get, and I've had it a ton. I don't like it, but it's good to drink, to get drunk.
Are you getting it wet?
Am I getting it wet?
Yeah, getting
your dick.
It wet.
Your dick. Are you getting your dick wet?
I will be later.
Whoa!
With your
whoa,
sister?
Whoa! We got to hear about this.
Whose keys did you pull from the fishbowl?
The number system. The number system. Damn it!
You're on the number system.
That was actually Shelly's. So I mean, I'd be going home with her anyway. So there you go.
What color are your pants?
They're not red pants, if that's what you're asking.
Yes. Damn it!
Darn.
That was awesome.
You there, man?
Fuck.
Oh, and by the way, Stubbs, I love how you think that I sound like all dogs.
What?
But just don't know.
No, that was me.
What are you talking about?
That was me.
At the last show, you said that. I thought, no, I'm sorry, that was Seth that said that.
Yep.
Seth thinks that all dogs sound like Matt Thomas.
Yeah. And how's the band doing, Thomas?
Oh, awesome. In fact, that's... whenever you guys actually have me on as a real guest, I actually have the entire EP catalog now for your listening pleasure. And we're gonna put it on Bandcamp probably in the next week or two. Bandcamp and iTunes.
Well, it's up to you, butthole. We invited you in here.
How about we get you on? We'll try to get you on next week. Shoot me a couple tracks. We'll get you an intro. We'll let y'all be the intro for the
yeah.
show.
Oh yeah, outro
play a
and
track
intro.
At the end of the show.
That'd be good.
Yeah, this is the bass player from the band Confounded. The Confounded. Thomas, I remember the name.
Our good friend, Matt Thomas.
They didn't even have to write it down and let me see it. I remembered.
The Confounded.
Well, did someone kill him?
That's good on
you. Are
you
still alive?
No, he's still there. He's just giggling
his
ass off.
I'm
yeah, I heard him.
So any gigs coming up or anything?
Yeah, hang on a second. Talk about something while I check my calendar. Hold on a second.
Oh my God.
You don't tell us to fucking hold on, motherfucker.
No kidding. What the hell?
Who do you think we are? We'll sit here for fucking 20 minutes going, well, I guess that's the show. Fuck it.
Done.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, you need a beer?
This is no different than any other bit we do.
Yeah, that's
worst
true.
Phone call ever.
This is the worst phone call we've ever had.
Wait, it's the only phone call we've made.
Unless you're not counting. Not counting Jen?
Jennifer.
No, right now, the only gig I see. Oh, actually, the next gig we have is October 25th at the Bryant Street Tavern.
With Tool?
And where's that at?
Dallas?
Yes.
Dallas, Texas.
Bryant Street.
Cool, man.
Bryant Street Tavern.
Well, maybe we'll try to get out there, but I doubt it.
No, I'm not going.
Yeah. Well, it's Dallas.
I won't do it.
We won't see you when
I
you're
hate Dallas.
Down the street.
All right, how many kilos of blow do I have to bring in order to entice you guys?
Oh, just one.
Or any, how many pounds of acid?
Just one.
Oh, and,
strippers.
By
hookers.
The way, here comes Misty. Out to my car, wondering what the hell I'm doing out here.
Put her
here
on the phone. Can we talk to her?
Partaking in the the awesome number swapping action that's going on inside. She's on a serious note though. She's actually taking part in a water gun fight that my daughter
so
and
how do her tits look?
Kids that are here for having.
Did you hear Seth?
Did you hear
she's
Seth?
She's knocking the mud off her shoes because they're wet.
How oh God, I bet they are.
Jeez, man,
damn it.
This show is over.
I'll be
Let's
there
go.
In 10 minutes.
We'll
yeah.
be there. We're
we'll
coming
in
over.
Second.
We'll see you all later.
Right. Bye.
All right. See you guys later,
all right,
man.
Thomas. We're out of here.
Look forward to the next time.
Take it easy. Don't OD tonight.
Later.
All right. Or rape.
No, you can go ahead and rape. It's cool. Did you hang it up? Okay.
It's awesome.
It works.
We going to do some emails?
Yeah. Let's do some emails. Okay.
Who's got the emails ready?
I got an email intro now, too, guys.
You do? Oh, my God.
Yeah, check
here
it out.
Go.
You've got mail.
I'm still in the closet with this show. I'm never coming out.
Whoa. That's FM DJ right there.
You.
Oh, shit. I cut it off. Fuck me. Here's the end of it.
You got.
Yeah, that would have been funnier if it was.
It would have
right
been
place.
Funnier.
That's good. Well, Seth has done homework.
Going into doing the mail.
Seth's done homework, man.
Okay, subject is hey. You went off on people using hey in their subject line.
Wait.
What kind of hey?
Which hey is it?
It's just all caps.
Is it hey? Or is it hey?
Or
is it
hi? I don't know.
We need to differentiate.
Yeah.
We need to have people when they write in.
For
to
sure.
Tell us
we're
which
gonna
one
owe
it is.
That. We're gonna owe that chick freaking royalties.
Y'all never said
days.
It was a chick. Y'all said it was some bunch of combination of fucking people.
It's gonna keep coming out.
Yeah.
Just
someone
say her
will
name
figure
then.
It out.
Next
her.
Week, someone will say, "Oh,
I don't know if we
work
know her
door
name.
At a
do
club."
We? Do we know her name?
Let's call her Alicia. Silverstone. What's her name?
I don't know.
That was a cunt last week.
Oh,
with her
Alicia
email?
Silverstone.
Good
no,
Lord.
It was Fieldstone. Okay,
I don't
whatever.
Fucking know.
You
whore.
Went off on people using hand interceptor lines, so they're assholes. I'm not giving my name because you say them on the air, but I'm a chick and so hot. Yeah, fucking sure you are. And her name is Candy.
I'm not gonna give my name. But yeah,
and
my
then
name
she
is
says
Candy.
Candy. Yeah, she's.
So I'm gonna give myself a stereotypical stripper name.
Yeah.
So she's obviously a stripper then,
or a whore.
Whore.
Anyone who says S O O O O O hot, isn't hot.
So hot. That's code for so
fat. I like to make love.
Fat.
Yep.
So fat.
So stinky. So infected. Ooh.
So.
All right, here's what happens to the listeners.
What girl wants to give oral sex when a man isn't shaved?
I have no clue.
Candy? Maybe you can send us an email and let us know.
Maybe Alicia does. Or Allison, whatever the fuck it was.
Alicia's twat is sewed up.
Jeez.
God.
Oh, my God.
We can say twat, right?
You can.
Podcast.
I didn't give a fuck about twat. It was being sewed up.
Oh.
All right. There's whoever reads the emails is the only person that reads the emails. We all read them after the show, but we just go through here and pick them out real quick. And we didn't obviously spend any time on this.
Unless they send them during the show. Sometimes.
Yeah, then we
we'll
do,
get to that.
We do that.
We do
okay.
be doing it.
Subject, JJTM.
Jerry Jones Town Massacre.
JJTM, you puss hogs are the worst interviewers ever.
Duh.
Between Eric with
tacos. Wait. Enlighten me. What's a puss hog?
I don't
is
know.
Is it a puss or a puss?
It's puss, probably.
It's
got to be puss, right?
P-U-S-S.
I want to eat your puss.
What's is this
who
guy? Did, is it a, did they leave their puss. Name, this person?
No, they didn't.
Hmm.
Damn it, because I want to know what a puss or a puss hog is.
I don't know.
It's got to be puss.
Puss or puss?
I don't know. Yeah. P-U-S-S. I would say...
Like in Zach and Mary make a porno.
Yeah.
I want to eat your puss.
No, it's puss. Between Eric with tacos and dot, whatever the fuck that shit was at the party slash football game, it took every ounce of me to continue to listen.
Why
stick
did you
what,
continue to listen?
Stick
yeah,
to what you do best,
off.
And that's talk shit or give opinions on what other people are afraid to say. So he's giving us a backhanded compliment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He kind of is.
This is our podcast, and we can talk about our lives if we want. If you don't like it, start your own fucking show!
And stop being a puss hog and leave your name next time.
Yeah, exactly. At least leave your name so we know when we get the guidelines of a good goddamn show that it's from our boss.
Why don't you come up here and hang out with us? We'll interview you. I'm sure you're fun as fuck.
Yeah, and leave your... God. You're just trying to, like, hey Seth, mark that, make a song of it.
Jeez. Next week we're gonna have a Seth concert.
It's just gonna
just
be like
DJ.
Yeah. Just spin.
Cunt.
Okay,
cunt,
hey Dustin. Dustin.
Oh.
Hey. H-A-Y, all caps.
If it's H-A-Y, that would be hey.
Like a gay horse?
Or yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
No, hey, that is spelled like H-E-I-G-H-H-G-H-H-G.
I fell asleep in your explanation
it's
of
something like
that.
That. It's all the way through there. All
right, shut up. Love you guys.
Did that
but
say, oh, shut up? Or did you just throw that in? Did they just tell
no,
us to shut up?
I said shut
oh,
up.
Fuck, that'd be funny if they said that.
Love you guys. But aww. This has to all be... Are you good there? Can you get yourself a fucking beer, dude?
Yeah, no.
God, he's
ice.
Getting ice and shit.
I got some ice.
I thought it was a fucking sandwich at first.
This has
I was like,
to all
damn,
be fed because
had a
no one is that big of an asshole to random people. Here's some examples. The say fucking yelling at the kid at the go-kart track.
Oops.
And those interviews at the parties.
I don't think you ever
but I don't care.
Fucking yelled at the go-kart track.
But I don't care because it's so
oh,
funny.
Oh, wow, I was there?
Yeah,
yeah,
I asked
I started
you.
Loud talking
I
little
asked
bit.
You if you were
you
dropping
talking,
F-bombs, and you said
yelling.
Yeah.
Do what?
You weren't yelling, were you?
No, I was looking at my sister and Leah, her friend.
My understanding
kind of going,
listening
well,
to the story.
Well, fuck, this kid obviously doesn't fucking get it.
Yeah.
But it was pretty loud. Like, I made it apparent that I was frustrated.
Were you looking at your sister with wandering eyes?
Where did we get this
Speaking
guy?
Speaking of this, subject line, fuck you. And it says you guys are gay. There you go.
Wait, are we done with that last interview?
I'm
I mean,
done
that,
with it.
Not interview, email.
Well, it's... She didn't believe that we're this big of assholes, and we totally are. I'm this way to everybody.
Yeah,
I don't
gay.
Give a shit.
Well, duh.
You know what? We need to tell everybody. Her to send us her contact info. We'll have her go out with us one night, and
she
can witness it, the whole
local
thing.
Local girl, bring it on. Come
yeah.
out with us. Come
bring
out with us.
Bring some friends,
out.
Too.
Come out.
Come out.
And some cocaine.
Okay.
Before the end of the night, you'll be whipping them out.
I think people think we really are cokeheads. Like, I've gotten some emails and stuff that's been, like, referenced.
Hi, I'm Seth.
I've never done
raise my hand. Oh, God, I haven't. I haven't in the last 12 hours.
I'm Stubbs, and I've never done it.
Today.
All right. You guys are gay. Someone told
Obviously.
Me about you. You're... punk ass. Okay, this guy can't fucking write an email. Someone told me about your punk's asses in a comedy club, I think he's getting at. It's C-O-M-E-D-Y-A-N.
Comedian?
Comedian
He was trying to spell club? Comedian.
Comedian club? Comedy club.
No, he a put a D-E-N on the end of?
Comedian's club? D-Y-A-N. What a fucking idiot.
That guy's off.
This is going to be a great email.
I'm going to start this over so I can actually read it.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
You guys are gay. Someone told me about your punk's asses in a comedy club. I listen, and you sucks.
You sucks.
You it's, sucks.
There's an S at the end of sucks.
What does you Darvish have to do with any of this?
Yeah, he's a good pitcher.
And he's a great pitcher.
You could
pitcher.
Not make Calm anyone down. Laugh, bitches. I'd knock all four of your fags out.
Good Lord.
I would knock all four of your fags out.
This guy has to be from West Virginia or Florida.
He doesn't say. Hold on, I'm not done. Wish I could meet you and fuck you up. So
Whoa.
Subject line is fuck you, and then at the very end it says 713 hoes, and I don't know what that means. What is that?
Where's What's
713 hoes?
713
He's doing his area code thing.
That's
is
Houston.
That what he's doing?
This has got to be pretty fly for a white guy type guy.
713 is Houston.
Are you positive on that?
Yeah, 713 is Houston. Fucking
Ted.
What a dumbass.
Who was it? Was it Ted? No. That motherfucker?
Is he fucking with us? You fucking with us?
No,
John,
he,
I'm coming down to see you.
He couldn't misspell shit this badly.
We need to have John on the
He's
show.
Just smarter.
I
want to
get John on
cat,
the show.
Man. And he loved my band.
My good buddy John Damn Lewis. Man. We need to get him on the show.
Well, nice email, dickweed. We're scared. You're going
to
run into us while we're walking down the street. Maybe we'll have a spelling book that we can let you borrow or something.
Maybe
shit.
I'll come shoot you in the face.
Fuck you, bitches.
God. Greater Houston.
Is that the? Don't tell me that's the last email.
Yeah,
we're
that's all we got.
That
that's all we're doing it.
That's all we have?
Yeah, well, we'll end it with an outro I made for emails here, buds.
All right. Let's hear
guys?
The email outro.
You ready?
Do it.
Well, fuck
God.
Me.
I love that first time, long time.
Hey, casters.
Potters.
Potters or floaters or
potters.
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 Cast. Casters.
Fuck me.
Man, you're good at that stuff. Hey, Gooder. Hey, really good, man.
So our email address is jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com. You can send us stuff.
Yeah, keep yes. those gems rolling in, you fucking
and
losers.
Even though Seth has been busting his ass making jingles, we still want jingles from the fans.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I would throw mine in the trash immediately. When
and make sure
one.
You
Bring
tell
them in.
Your friend.
Bring them
hey,
in.
Let's talk about our numbers real quick. We are doing good.
Oh, let's
a little
talk
bit.
About our numbers.
Please keep telling your friends about us and keep listening to us.
This week we reached
send us
achievement.
Don't
Do you
want to
talk about actual numbers?
No, don't talk.
No, we don't have to, but just say, hey, we're doing good. We appreciate
good.
Everybody listening and keep telling people.
We're doing real good. We don't want to talk about our numbers
I'm
or our 3,000 listeners that we have.
I'm blown away with it. It's, dude.
Did I just say that? I'm sorry.
I'm going to hit some fucking sample over here. Just like,
hey, girl, what that mouth do?
What is that?
Nothing.
What the fuck is... No, play it, dude.
I don't even know if it's ready.
It's another one?
All right, fuck it.
Yeah, let's play it.
Hey, girl, what that mouth do?
You give us a whirl.
AT&T, Metallica.
A big fat ass stuck in a lawn chair standing up. There's football, cheeseburgers, fries, a grill.
We're already in the red with some other bands.
Hey, hey, hey.
Say AT&T.
What?
Can we say the Cowboys?
Girl.
Christians that like to eat little children.
Hey, girl, what that mouth do?
What? We're gonna get in trouble by them.
What?
There's a guy pushing a spider up a goat.
What the fuck?
What the hell?
There's a girl pushing a spider up a goat.
What time of the night did you do this?
That
was
this
long.
Was around. Oh yeah, it was pretty long. This is around 10 o'clock in the morning after work.
How long of a bender were you on?
I wasn't. I was completely sober.
What was the lawn chair thing? I don't know what he was. What that was in reference
we're
to.
We're describing
there.
That bottle of America.
Oh, that's right.
From Oklahoma.
That's right. Cool. So let's go into our news topics, which aren't really news, but you know what we do. We just talk about things that are topical this week. And Seth.
Oh God.
Do you have another one?
Yeah.
Oh, bring it to us.
Some local law agency is going to come knocking at the door. And go,
you smell like mustard.
This comment, okay?
She got some pizza hot dog!
What's funny is people are going to listen to us and not know.
What the fuck?
Cállate la boca!
We need the, no? Just me?
Grab me another one, I'll fart in your face when you start practicing.
Another masterpiece set.
God.
Out of control.
All right, so let's do choose your own adventure here.
By the way, this is not real news. We need to explain that again. We're not ever not really probably going to report a...
It's shit we find on the internet we find
we will never have breaking news.
To talk to each other about. Yeah.
If you're listening to us to get caught up on the news...
You're a fucking moron. That's like reading the newspaper.
If you're listening to a podcast to figure out what's going on in the world, there's something wrong with you.
And please don't look to us for any information
spiritual
in regards
guidance.
To... The traffic, either.
No kidding, God.
An 820.
All right.
This fucking sucks. You know they
but
shut down.
But I will
down
tell you about God, okay?
Here's
something about God right now, okay?
Here's
listen
a
to me about God. I want two things to say, God
wait a
damn
second.
It.
Wait
two
a second.
Fucking
preacher,
things.
Hold off. Reverend Seth.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Sorry.
Choose your own adventure.
Such a tease.
Florida.
The top 80s movies.
Whoa.
Top 15 80s movies of all time.
Mm.
Or the 10 musical acts that drew the largest crowds of 2012.
But we're not going to do both?
We're going to do both. Which do you want to do first?
Concerts.
Okay.
Musical acts.
Because this will be fast.
Okay.
All right, number 10. this is a list from 2012.
Let's explain the rules
2012?
Here.
Are we going to... No,
this
we're not going to
guess
at it. Let's just go
grossing
run through it.
Tour. This is not the highest grossing tour. Uh-huh. These are the bands that drew the most fans.
Okay.
Okay. That means they had the highest attendance.
All walks of music.
On their tour. All walks of music. There is no limit.
I can get number one right now.
Go for it.
Kenny Chesney.
Nope.
Fuck.
Number 10.
He's like, fuck you, you piece of dog
hey,
shit.
We're doing 10?
Yeah.
All right.
Number 10.
I don't get a guess?
Of 20. Okay, go ahead.
Number one.
Can it be a variety show? Because I'm going to say one of these fucking... Like American Idol or one of the Glee in concert or some shit like that is what I
yeah,
was going to
no,
say.
No, shut the fuck up. Number 10. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
You got to be kidding me.
Number 10.
They pulled 673,000 people.
Wow. You just did their entire show.
Yep.
I pretty much did.
Thank Number you. 9.
Yes.
Dave Matthews. 757,629.
Okay. And that's expensive tickets, too.
Number 10.
Number 10 again?
Or, I'm sorry. Number 8.
How are we doing this?
I thought that was kind
of like, motherfucker.
Fuck.
Lady Antebellum.
She's getting tough.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who that is.
They're the ones that stole that song. They won a Grammy and they stole that song.
what song? You're gonna have to.
Well,
play
first,
this
Lady Antebellum pulled 860,000 people for their shows.
There's 860,000 dumb fucks.
How
out
long
there
of a lay? Are, wait, are
have
the,
you not heard this?
Are the no?
Do you
I
have this?
Yeah, I do. Hold on.
I have a couple of questions though.
You can just keep playing
before we get into this.
No, you mm-hmm. just cut me off. It's cool though.
The questions the
just go.
Are we talking about the same amount of touring, like legs of tour, like what if some of them played more shows than others?
Who gives
well,
a shit?
Then
that's,
they did.
That's people.
What if some
so
people
it's just
played,
a certain time amount? Like
what if some months. People only did 12 shows but charged $500 a ticket?
Ah, okay, I got
okay.
You. All right,
but this is drawing people in. You had mm-hmm. to do something. Right. It's not money. All right,
so Lady Antebellum.
Lady Antebellum. They won a Grammy for
is
that
it
song.
Antebellum.
Antebellum.
I don't fucking know.
They
okay.
did. They won a Grammy for this song. And they stole it from this right
you
here.
You know what that sounds like? I was just, oh my gosh. They didn't even change key.
Play the next song that they stole it from.
Hold on.
Eye in the Sky. That's amazing.
Hold on, listen to this.
Lady.
Has either members of that, like, has anyone in the band said anything about that?
Love this. This even matches.
Start playing the.
Yeah.
Okay, now stop playing the 70s version and play Lady Antebellum.
What
Alan
the Parsons
fuck? Number four for a third time.
From
What is that? What's going on?
I don't know.
Why am I hearing someone say scary?
It's scary.
So let me ask you a question about that.
That was stolen straight from Alan Parsons Project.
And has he said anything about that?
I think they did.
Why am I hearing demons in my head?
I know, me too.
There are no more demons.
You eat my pussy.
Yeah.
Lick it hard with your cat tongue.
I have a Rammstein concert. Rammstein.
It's done. It's gone. It's all good. Like we said, we're trying new drop technology out here.
Yeah, this isn't me. This isn't me fucking up. This is all Dustin.
All right, screw this. Number 7, Jason Aldean.
Why are you pointing at me?
Your buddy. 984,000.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
I'm not kidding. Right. I really don't know who the fuck he is.
Don't pull him up. Pulling that crap up.
What is it? What is it? Rap?
Country.
Most of these are country, aren't they?
Well, number 6 is Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw.
There we go, baby.
They broke the $1 million barrier. 1,085,000.
Nice. Does Kenny Chesney have something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you listen to him? Small stature.
Besides the small stature.
I don't know. I really don't know anything about
him. I think he's like the new Jimmy Buffett type.
That's
like
he's my tractor sexy.
Is that him?
Yeah. No.
Out.
Done.
You don't give a shit. He's
Fuck
out.
Kenny Chesney.
Now, Tim McGraw, he gets panties wet.
Yeah, he gets Faith Hill's panties wet.
He gets panties wet in my
in
house.
Your house. you're pointing. And that fucking whore. Well, that bitch over there.
I didn't go that
far. Get her wet.
You should call her.
Number 5. We can. Number 5, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
1,111,000.
Is that what that Lady Gaga shit is?
No.
Lady Gaga.
Number 4.
Lady Gaga.
Okay. I swear.
What's number 4?
I swear y'all wouldn't name these top 4. Y'all couldn't get them.
Well, like who they are?
Yeah.
God, I'm so bad with music. I'm such a piece of shit, you know?
We wouldn't know who they are is what
no,
you're saying.
No, you know who they are. You just wouldn't guess them. Because number 4 is Madonna. Did you know she was on tour last year?
No, I had no
See?
Idea.
I did, but you didn't. 1.6 million.
He's such a cocksucker.
Jeez,
oh,
man.
I did, and fuck your face.
You're pissed off about me calling you out on the fucking show.
Is that, you're mad
about
it, aren't you?
You are.
He's fucking
That's
mad.
It. I'm calling you out. She had 1,635,000.
Good for her.
Number 3.
Trying to fucking prune whore.
A tour I went to.
Wait, time out. You're out? You wouldn't hit that. Madonna.
No.
You wouldn't want to follow Vanilla Ice?
What?
Okay,
Guy
okay,
Ritchie?
Okay. I'd fuck her, okay? I'd fuck her. I just wouldn't enjoy
Dennis
it.
Dennis Rodman?
I'd do it for the story, like I do most of
them. You'd do it just to come in the Jerry Jonestown Massacre show.
Guess who fucked the whore? Madonna.
Shoot half
the
of New England.
Oh, by the way, we're doing shoot the shit. Guess
half
what?
Of New England.
I fucked Madonna.
Number 3 was a tour I went to. Roger Waters, The Wall.
Oh yeah.
Shit. That was in 2012, wasn't it?
Roger Waters.
And that was also the highest
had,
money grossing one, probably, too.
Oh, 1,680,000 people. Roger Waters is good. Roger Waters is good. We really need to stop drinking while doing the show. Tongue doesn't work.
No, none of us work.
You fucking drive the show. We just sit back and be dumb fucks. We can drink all we want. You don't drink.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We can
next
do
week, I'm changing roles. Next
so
week, I'm changing roles.
It doesn't work. We'll try it. It's going to fail miserably.
It was your idea.
It's going to be
this
like
this whole show was your idea.
It's going to be like that kid
Why
that
am
can't
I driving
fucking
it?
Turn the go-kart. Me and Seth are just going to go, boom, boom, bam.
Look,
bam,
obviously, we don't fucking
bam,
get it.
Bam.
We don't fucking get it.
That's what Dustin's
doing. Someone just get us out of here, God damn
it. Obviously, you guys don't fucking get it.
You don't
you
get
don't
it.
You don't fucking get it.
Fuck.
All worst right. idea ever.
Roger Waters was badass live.
But
not as good as seeing Pink Floyd in 94. Just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And guess who
name
missed that
dropping
one?
Motherfucker.
Number
guess
one show on
show?
My list.
Well,
you did.
You know what? I did, too.
I've
what?
Seen Pink Floyd
me
so many
and,
times.
No, oh. No, me and my ex decided that we would babysit for my in-laws to go ahead and go.
Over going to Pink Floyd, you babysitted.
Just because I was chasing tail.
Yeah, because Pink Floyd comes around all the time. They'll be back next year.
You were trying to get laid, so you didn't go?
That's exactly... Excuse me.
Holy
that's exactly where I was going. I was
get your dog
get
in
Poon
here so I can look this up.
Someone call an ambulance.
I was trying to get Poon Annie.
He's going down.
Jesus Christ.
Number Terrible. 2. I think you went to this show, didn't you? Coldplay?
Never been to a Coldplay.
I thought you were going to go. Did you not?
I wanted to, but no.
They did like, what, two nights here in Dallas?
Tony Romo bought all those tickets.
$1,811,000 at AAC. They did two nights.
Man, they're up to, they're that, doing that? They're that big time?
Yeah, they're pretty freaking big.
Ripping off people makes you pretty big, man. That's what
I'm trying
to do
here. Have they ripped off anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes?
Well, yeah, we'll look it up later.
We'll go look it up later.
Okay.
Number one. One more guess. I'll give you both.
Did Kiss to it?
Justin Timberlake.
Jay-Z!
The Boss.
Oh,
are you serious?
Bruce Springsteen.
I'm not mad at that.
$165,000.
This is a good list.
That's a good list.
No, fuck the whole list, but this is the stupidest fucking bunch of radio we've ever been.
What happened to the lights just then? Like, something changed.
Fuck your mama. We got more romantic.
What?
I know. I yelled, fuck your list, and
you
dropped
came
lights.
With, fuck your mama.
God.
Come here, Stubbs. Fuck your mama.
So let's go to our other list.
I don't know why I keep getting these goddamn emails and fucking shit. What's the next list?
The best comedy movies of the 80s?
I'm interested
this
in
is gonna
that.
This is going to cause so many
is
arguments.
Let's see here.
We might end the show right here.
Make sure that we're on point.
You don't mean like in the show, like for the episode. You mean end the show in the show.
You want to do it? You want to read the list down?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why I write shit down, man. Because I just fucking lose it.
I think you're sitting on your run sheet there.
If we do me reading the list, it's going to be a bunch of shut the fuck up and let me go. Next. All right, number 15.
Are we not doing current Anthrax?
Planes, Trains,
Later.
And Automobiles.
All right, fuck it. I don't know why I write that shit out anyway.
Did you hear number 15?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I
John
like that.
Candy, Steve
mm-hmm.
Martin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. John Hughes film.
What Steve are we doing Martin's greatness.
We're listing the greatest movies of the 80s?
Yep.
So comedy.
Comedy movies.
Comedy
okay.
Movies.
I'm not going to drive this ship, dude. You wreck it to the fucking iceberg.
You
fuck
do it
this.
Better.
You drive it.
All right, number 15.
Fuck this.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I like that movie.
I can't believe you tried to do it.
You pissed me off three times in that fucking half second. I don't know how the fuck he puts up with this at all. Seriously.
I do put up with this.
Where's the gun out here?
No! A fucking little pellet gun?
Yes. Oh,
no,
airsoft?
We're not going to start popping those off, dude.
Airsoft. From
we will never get a show done
feet?
If you start popping those off.
We'll be able to go to work the next day.
There's more than one, too. So if you wage jihad... it's on. If you're gonna do this, don't, Dustin. Stop.
All
if
right.
We, if
stop
we didn't have the romantic it. Lighting on, I could find
number
it.
Number 14 is Mel Brooks' History of the World Part One.
Never saw that.
So number 14 is Mel Brooks' History of the World Part One.
I never saw it.
Good. Cool.
You
never saw it.
You never saw it.
I swear to God,
I think
it.
I've seen it once. It was pretty.
No, you've never seen it. I think I saw it once.
I think I saw it.
All right, next one. Because we don't know anything about that movie.
Eddie Murphy. Coming to America.
There you go.
There we go. That's a good movie right there. Good movie.
I watched one of his movies today, and it's one of the movies that aren't on this list.
What is it?
Trading Places.
Trading. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
And has,
damn good movie.
Has Hermaphrodite in it.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Curtis. Yeah. When she had both parts.
She's hot as fuck in there, too. She's all being she's a sweetest chicky.
Yes, she's
dude,
hot.
Dude, when she
that
did the
train
when,
scene.
Hey, when
oh
she
God,
did the dance for
in the cart?
No, when the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Oh, True Lies.
When she did that dance
be
for him, good Lord.
Yeah.
She was hot.
I only saw True Lies once.
She
I
looks
don't
like
remember
a
it that
dude,
well.
One of my favorite
now.
Quotes from Coming to America, like that movie you can just quote. Fucking start to finish. That movie's just full of nothing but genius. Love that movie. Quit farting, dude.
I can't help
it.
All right,
it's what's his fucking name? Louis Anderson? So he's talking to Eddie Murphy there, and he's like, hey, I started up mopping the floor just like you guys, but now I'm washing lettuce. Soon, I'll be on fries. Then the grill. In a year or two, I'll make assistant manager, and that's when the big bucks start rolling in. Cracks up every fucking time, and every time some asshole at fast food joint is starting to do something, I sit there and start quoting that fucking movie. I'm like, and then,
hey,
$10.
Real quick, and I don't mean to stop us down on everything we're doing.
Uh-oh.
Actually, I do.
We're being stopped down.
The other day, I went to
you're
a fast food restaurant,
right? Now,
right? No, I'm not. I swear, I'm not. I went to a fast food restaurant, and it was late. Anyway, I went up, I did my order, pulled up, and the guy asked me to pull back and then pull up again. And I was like, why am I doing this again? He's like, he means, reset the timer.
He means put it reverse. Oh my God, are you serious?
I was like, your manager, they freaking get on to y'all about how long it takes to take people's orders? I was like, good Lord.
Just,
what a bunch
say,
of assholes.
Just say it's done and click stop. Can I do that?
That's what I thought. But he was like, no, man, they got videos and stuff, and it has to reset or some. Or,
well, you
no,
had
not
the
video,
fucking,
but
you
timers.
Had to do it because otherwise they'll spit or shit in your food.
I didn't mind doing it. I've gotten food from these guys for a lot. Like, that's one of my regular
that's so
stops.
Stupid. Where's this place? What is the name
right,
of it?
It's right by
the name of it?
Jack in the Box. Right over there by
they time
Roof Snow. Yeah, yeah, I felt bad for the guy. He was all freaking out. Like, hey, man, could you do me a favor and pull back?
You're like, God,
why
I'm going to have to give
that?
Him head again.
That's what I thought was coming. I thought
you know,
he was going to ask
me. You
know
you're
right,
some bad time
dick.
In your life. Okay, I'll stop. I was about to get off here.
Yeah, we're really getting sidetracked here. Let's get back on this list.
All right. Let's do the list.
Number 12, Police Academy.
Yes.
Speaking of Police Academy, you know your life's doing the shitter when you're giving head at Jack in the Box. For a, <I'm kidding.
laughs> you might want to think about joining the police academy.
Yeah.
That was a great movie. Mahoney.
There's a lot of people in that movie.
Remember the sound effects guy?
It's Jesse James Hero.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Has to be Jesse's hero.
Inside. But Jesse was our drummer. We'll get him in here one day.
Remember, they it also had that big old, that big Bubba Sparks or whatever. Wasn't he in that? Big
was
old
he?
Dude. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
football
he was big.
Player.
Yeah, he was a big black dude.
Number 11.
I bet he had a big old Alabama black snake.
Good Lord. Number 11, Beverly Hills Cop.
Boo.
No.
When?
No. Not no. Not for
man, we have talked about
15.
This movie before and he's done this.
Not top 15.
Shitted on.
In the 80s.
Yes, it is.
No.
Then History of the World Part 1, out.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that because I hadn't fucking seen it, I don't think. I think I'm sure I have. I mean, come on. Because it's Mel Brooks.
I've
watched
got
all,
a couple
are you
in
whipping
this
your dick at right now?
And out.
My fat's like hanging over my belt and it's hurting.
I was like, you're just like, soak it and fuck it. Fuck you.
When's the last time you saw Beverly Hills Cop?
Very recent. And it was, okay, which one has Judge Reinhold in it? Because whichever one he was in. Yeah, I fucking know that, dude. Yeah, I get it. It's a good comedy.
It
it's
is
more
a good comedy.
It's more action than it is comedy.
No, it is a lot of comedy. Banana and to tell.
I'm going to go off about this fucking shit for 2 minutes, dude. I don't even care to. Next. Number 10.
Such a sore loser.
Number 10?
Hell yeah.
Amazing.
Summer Vacation.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Okay.
This is
now
one of my
that,
favorites in the list.
That is a good comedy.
That's a good comedy. Deserves to be higher in the list. Top
to
5.
You.
It's number 10.
Yeah,
it doesn't need to be number 10.
Number 5.
And
I
then
mean,
you got the Christmas Vacation, too.
But screw so that. This
that's one of my
was
favorite
a
movies
staple
of all time,
in my house. We would watch yeah. this all the time growing up. That's what's
Man,
messed up with me.
And I've got some pauses for some... Huh?
That's so damn good.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh,
they got a...
Hold on. I got a Jerry Jonestown Massacre treat.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
in
a
regards,
treat?
A treat in regards to this movie.
I mean, there's so much gold in it. Well, first off,
I
the whole
this, though.
Vacation
this is
series.
Yeah, I can't
believe
it.
It's funny
yeah.
because the kids always change up.
Yeah.
They get older, they get younger, they get older, they get younger. But the sly stuff they throw into this movie, the innuendos, the...
Well, they're blatant with a few, and then they're like, fuck it. And we'll throw like, in some sly ones that you don't even catch as a young
they're,
kid.
They're on the east side of
yeah.
St. Louis and driving down
was,
the road.
I thought it was
and
Chicago.
I thought it was St. I don't know. In one
it's
of them.
Funny.
But they're sitting there.
I think it was Chicago, actually.
There's no hubcap. The hubcaps
yeah.
are gone.
They are in the hood. They're and they're going along and just out of nowhere, they cut to Rusty in the back seat and go, I wonder if these guys know the Commodores.
That's so awesome.
It's so stereotypical.
How did they get away with all that racial stuff back then? Like now, if you try to bust that out, Obamacare would be pissed.
Totally pissed.
Everybody be done.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Uh-oh.
What?
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park, and you want to bail out. We'll tell you... I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. You're going to have fun, and I'm going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun, we're going to need plastic surgeries to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling zippity-doo-dah out of your assholes. I must be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see a moose. Praise Marty Moose. Holy shit.
Zippity doodah, motherfucker. God, that is awesome.
That came from Summer Vacation.
That
was a Chevy rendition
Chase. Of that movie.
Okay, I really think Chevy Chase like ad-libbed that shit.
I think
because
he did.
Most of his great lines that he just explodes and just goes fucking ape shit on, he always ends with holy shit.
Like Christmas Vacation.
The Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, well, yeah, when he's going off, he's got Bill Murray's brother fucking tied up.
Did he have a rant in European Vacation?
I'm sure he did. I mean,
I can't
come on.
Remember European Vacation?
He does
was
that
good
in
too.
Fucking the TV show on ABC or NBC, whatever the fuck it's on. Community.
Community.
Yeah.
He does rants.
Can you
that
tell
shit.
Me he's a jerk and nobody likes to work with him now?
That's true. That's his true life shit. Is he's yeah, a piece yeah. of shit. Which is upsetting because he's such a great comic.
Man, that Christmas Vacation, do you know how many times I paused that scene where he's daydreaming about the pool and...
Fuck my... Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Oh, my gosh, I wore that out. Mm-hmm. And my parents would put, like, 6 movies on 1 VHS tape. Because HBO and all the cable channels and stuff would run these free weekends.
Oh, yeah. I used to get those, yeah.
So my parents would put, like, as many movies as they could on 1 VHS tape. And it sucked because every time that we would get to that part when we're all family, my whole family's watching a movie, all of a sudden it'd be like,
oh, the tracking goes to shit because you rewound it, paused it, rewound it, paused it, still, pause, slow motion, fuck.
Yes, and spank my monkey till it hurt.
Yeah, oh, man.
And Christie Brinkley was in that movie.
Oh, she looks so good, too.
Driving around.
I mean, he's driving. He's sitting there driving. Everybody's asleep, and he's all like... Like, so great, man.
And then he had the...
And the mother?
The dog
it?
Part?
Didn't,
where
didn't
they're at the
Christy
park?
Brinkley get naked?
The dog pisses on the sandwich?
Didn't she show her boob?
No boob.
No?
She's really close.
Beverly D'Angelo did.
Yeah, she did. And she was great.
When did she do
great.
That?
At the beginning
like in a
of
few
film.
Of them.
In,
or was
talking
it
about
European?
Las Vegas.
Which one did she do?
I think
Las
she Vegas. Did it in both
no,
of them.
No, Vegas, she was getting you plump.
That was the...
And then you see her now in Entourage, you're like, what the...
Yeah.
Now in Entourage.
That was
the
lamest one.
How'd they get a blimp in the... building yeah. there where
I can't even understand her smirker voice is going so crazy. She just talks like this and you can't understand anything.
I also talks like this.
Why do you always start scratching yourself and pinching your back fat when you make that voice? You start going ape shit with your hand and
you start
like,
playing with your back fat.
Yeah, you start playing with your back fat.
Maybe because I'm getting into character.
Yeah, okay. You have to do that to do the voice properly.
Number 9.
You should go to some poetry event where, like, all these local poets are there and go up there.
The spoken word open mic night?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Those are bad enough. You might as well do that. It'd be the funniest thing. What's number 9?
Number 9. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Lame.
I didn't...
Lame.
What?
Why is it on this list?
This is not... That's not right. You looked at a different list.
No, it's on there.
No,
I'm
I just looked
at
mine now. Yeah,
I'm looking at it right
Holy
now.
Holy shit!
It is.
Why is it on there?
It's.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a good movie. I watched as a kid, but it's not. Mm-mm. It's not great. It's not a
wasn't
comedy.
A
it's not the great
movie.
Comedy of the 80s.
Okay.
Wasn't even a good kid movie.
Yeah, it wasn't a good kid movie because that was my first crush. I should have jerked off to Jessica Rabbit, even though she's a cartoon. I don't give a fuck. She's hot.
Yeah, she was hot. Oh man, speaking of that, jerking off to cartoons. You porn? I sometimes look at that website very rarely.
I get in there and
they have a cartoon like categories, you know? Like they got amateur, they got all that compilation, anal, double fisting,
gotcha.
They have a cartoon section now. Like
and
you
so
can...
you clicked over there and watched Metalocalypse porn?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what's in there?
It's fucking animation. It's animation.
We're gonna do this later.
It's not cartoons, it's animation.
That's a
20-minute
topic.
Number 8. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Man, it was good, but it didn't hold up.
I liked it.
This is actually the first time I've ever heard about George Carlin. But Carl.
Yeah,
Carl.
It was
the first time you see Extreme.
Yeah. What was the name of the band?
The band.
The Wild Stallions.
Wild Stallions. Yeah.
Keanu Reeves' best work ever, though.
Well. What
Alex,
do you mean, whoa?
Alex Winter's only Dead. Work ever.
Yeah. Wait, I thought he was one of the vampires in Lost Boys.
Was he? Was he in Lost Boys?
Dude.
Man.
No, not Twisted Sister, sorry. The curly haired fuck. Was he not in there?
What
a great fucking career there, buddy.
Yeah. Number 7, which should be higher on the list, in my opinion, Caddyshack.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Number seven. Should have been number one. It's there.
I don't know about number one, but it's on
top
up there.
Top five at least. But
at least top
seven.
Five. I would top three.
I
There's
would,
so many great lines.
Looking at the rest of
Chevy
this list,
Chase
I would
is
put it
amazing.
Way up.
Bill Murray. Is fucking hilarious. holy shit.
Wow. Just I didn't rip that out, huh?
Yeah. I thought that was a sample.
The fight
that was,
with the
that
chip
was actually that was Stubbs. Good job.
That was yeah,
Rodney Dangerfield. Pure fucking awesome every time he
all
touches
the
screen.
Mm-hmm. All the way around. Mm-hmm.
You're going to make $15 the hard way? Yeah.
How and like you said pre-show, what about the many of times that people go out and play golf and they say that?
Every minute of every day
there's someone saying it.
There's someone saying it on a golf course somewhere in the world. They're quoting
what,
this movie.
It's in the whole shit?
Anything.
Oh, just the movie.
Anything.
Okay, you know that
anything.
Whole that, that whole scene movie. Where he's sitting there just like destroying flowers as he's hitting them off, and he's like, a former greenskeeper is now going to be the Masters champion. Blah,
yeah.
Blah. That was all
he's doing his own. Oh, really?
Yeah. They said, hey, do you know what's about this? Really and they just started going off.
Bill Murray's got, he's, man, we, if there, we had a
he's a little wacky, too.
I know. Remember that footage of him down in Austin when he jumped behind the bar during South by Southwest?
Supposedly, he has like, no management and no one knows how to contact him about movies or scripts to get
and
through.
And he just shows up to parties, apparently, sometimes.
Zombieland?
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to just show your life. Number six.
The Naked Gun. Good, but Caddyshack should be over the Naked Gun.
O.J. Simpson was in it, though.
Yeah.
O.J.
And a big fro
the big
in
old
it.
Fro.
I'm done talking about this one. Fuck it.
Number five.
We're done with Naked Gun?
Yeah, Naked Gun. It's slapstick, man. It's all right.
It's slapstick. The happiest fucking movies are slapstick.
Yeah.
But that was just, I don't care.
Number five, Blues Brothers.
Good.
Amazing.
Greatness.
Pure action the whole time. Fucking awesome.
And John Belushi.
There's a bunch of fuck-ups to that movie that they couldn't redo because there was so much shit going on that they couldn't redo it. Because like
yeah,
they,
there's scenes
it was like 17 cars crash.
And cameras. And
oh, yeah, yeah. There's one guy who hits the fucking camera as he's running off. Yeah. And I was like, is the camera being funny? Or was that just a fuck-up? And it was a fuck-up.
Mm-hmm. Did you
but
know
they,
Belushi?
They couldn't redo it because there's too much stuff going on. They couldn't afford to redo
yeah.
it.
Did you know Belushi's one of the only people that held the title of like Billboard? Like with a song, number he had number one song at the time. He had number one movie, and he had number one ratings for I think it was
Saturday Night Live.
He was the host.
Wow.
All three. It's never been done. Well, it might have never been done.
Was he on Saturday Night Live at the same time as Blues Brothers?
So
I thought
he
already left Blues. I mean, to do Blues.
Yeah, I think he did leave to do Blues.
I know
he could have hosted. Come back.
He only
probably
did
one
like,
of those.
He only did like 2 years on that, and then fucking left anyway. Like, but yeah, that's yeah. amazing if that's true. I think you're full of shit. I'm going to call cunt on that.
Look at
number
cunt.
Four.
Look it,
cunt.
Look it up.
Number four.
Yes.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Awesome.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
It's a
much
staple
less
in
the
my
80s.
House. For now, we watch this all the time.
Is your son getting into it?
No, it's more like my wife needs something to watch when she goes to bed. So it's
played. A sleep movie.
It's a sleep go to sleep movie.
Because you've seen it 10,000 times.
You know what
you
the pattern
need.
At my place has been lately? Going to sleep during like first 48 because that guy's.
Oh, yeah,
voice
yeah,
is
that's
like,
good.
Da-da-da-da.
The
problem
what
the is, though.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But the problem is.
Me?
You wake up to a blood mess?
No, you wake up to that stupid fucking scared straight and you got a bunch of black women just fucking yelling at the top of their lungs and you're like, what the fuck just happened?
I'm getting
like,
a hard on right now. What are you talking about?
I don't know, man.
I love a bunch of black women yelling at me.
All right, so Ferris Bueller's...
Greatest movie of all time. One of the greatest movies of all time. Much less 80s comedies.
Is it in the top? It's in the top five. It's number four? I don't know.
Higher.
It should be higher.
No, I'm saying...
You think it's good where it's at? Or lower?
It's good where it's at, but the next one that I'm looking at on
what
your
is
monitor...
It? Wasn't Ferris Bueller's Day Off a John Hughes film as well?
Number
Caddyshack needs to be in there.
Number three, Spaceballs. You think that's good or out?
I think that should be replaced by Caddyshack.
Fuck you.
No, it's great.
John Candy and Mel
I'm
Brooks.
I'm not fucking... I'm not kicking it nuts. It's
I've got
good
you
movie.
Better not.
So many movies that would replace that. And Naked Gun. And Who Framed
what
Roger Rabbit.
About?
And History of the World. I've got... There's a
off
ton
the
of movies
of head
that aren't even
oh,
off.
Oh, you've got a sidebar going?
Yeah.
The whole time we're talking and bullshitting about things, he's over here thinking. He's actually using his brain.
Yeah, they're not even... Let's
okay,
finish
no, hold
the
on.
List.
Finish
we'll
the
go
list
through
here.
There.
Spaceballs is great. I don't think you yeah. don't like it because you love Star Wars so
no,
much.
No, it's actually a pretty damn good movie. It's just...
May the Schwartz be with you.
Not top three, maybe bottom 10, low down there. Yeah. Number two, number Ghostbusters. Two.
Yes. Yeah.
They got a dead horse walking around and everything.
That's what made that movie, was the dead horse.
Sigourney Weaver? I was talking about her. I don't know what you're talking about.
When. You should write that one. That goes to the comedy club.
Was she the keymaster or the gatekeeper or what was she? I get them mixed up. Which one's know, which?
Holy shit. Fuck.
You remember that scene where the little demon dog was chasing...
I just caught America.
What's his name? Rick Moranis. And he gets Moranis, cornered yeah. in. He gets cornered in and he's at that restaurant and they're all eating. He's just like, ah! That's so real.
So
that would
real.
Really happen. No, I'm just saying that would... That I swear that
oh,
would happen.
Dude.
That movie used to freak me out when I was little.
Someone quoted this. That, dude, it was like you a week ago. You quoted this fucking thing. And you're like, hey, guys, we're going all this the wrong way. Remember that part? Remember that thing?
I do remember that. Hang on 1 second.
Are you going to look it up, you fucker?
What, do you have
it? He actually quoted this at the bar, and I was going, what is that from? That's genius. And you're like, this is Stay Puft Marshmallow guy. I was like, oh, my God. I lost it. I shit my pants right there.
We've been going about this all wrong. This Mr. Stay Puft's okay. He's a sailor. He's in New York. We get this guy laid. We won't have any trouble.
It was great because it was at the bar. He just randomly throws his shit at me. I'm
you know
like,
who that is?
What the fuck? You Bill know, Murray, sir? Probably.
Yeah, you remember his character's name? Peter Venkman.
Fuck.
Peter Venkman.
Peter.
When he... Never mind.
Number one.
Great movie anyway. Fuck it. Number two. Ghostbusters. Awesome movie. Love it.
Number one, which I highly agree with on this list, where it should be.
Number one?
Yeah.
Above Caddyshack. Above yeah. Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Above Beverly Hills Cop.
Airplane.
Airplane. There you Airplane. Go, buddy.
Good one. That is a good one.
That is
Airplane is amazing.
Awesome. It's constant funny.
Yeah, it is.
It's a series of bits. The whole movie is a series of
bits. If I talk to a chick
and
she's like, I've never seen that, I fucking turn around and walk away. Like, you will not get my humor then because I'm ripping off half the shit from my fucking airplane.
That's another movie that has 1,000 quotes that get repeated every single day, every minute.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You like hanging out in gymnasiums?
You're needing the cockpit. What is it? It's a small room at the front of the plane. Co-pilot said. That's beside the point.
It's going to the hospital. What is it? It's a big building that holds sick people. That's beside the point.
Cream? Sugar? No, I like mine black, like my men.
I speak jive.
That movie is...
Yeah, speaking jive thing, dude. That's hilarious. The drinking problem.
Yeah.
Holy shit, this is where I started my drinking problem. He just throws the glass of shit in his face. It's like, ugh.
Airplane 2 is really good, too.
They both are good.
It is, yeah.
Yep.
That's the one where the old lady gets stopped at the at security, which this would be funny now more than back then.
I think if they show it on network TV now, you have to cut that scene out where terrorists are getting on the plane.
If you did it scene for scene with just different actors and better camera gear, it would be rated X, and you can't play it on fucking TV.
Because yeah.
It's like, oh, this is... No. It'd have a T rating, terrorist rating.
The
and constant shit like that.
Airplane 1, there is so much stuff that goes on in that movie that still happens today at airports. Like, anytime I go to the airport to go somewhere, scenes from that movie go through my head. Uh-huh. I'm just like, ugh.
And 2.
I picked the wrong day to quit sniffing glue.
There might be inflatable guys flying our plane. Who knows?
Which is awesome.
All right, so you want my list of shit I'd kick off of here?
Yeah, so you're
kick
writing fucked down
or
over
put
there.
On.
Now, he was writing
kick
stuff down
off.
Over there as we were talking.
I thought you had a list of stuff that you also thought should be added.
It should be, but they're doing 15.
Okay, I'm cool with kicking off Roger Rabbit and Bill and Ted's Great Shit
Adventure.
Yeah,
Naked Gun off. Spaceballs off.
No,
not
History of the World off. This is my list.
History
okay, so
World
you're already
off.
Knocking 2 off now.
All right. So
you can add 2.
Where do the Goonies go? Is that a comedy or is that more adventure?
Hey, you guys!
Funny shit through it, but
it's funny, but it didn't really hold up these days anymore either. I watched it the other day and it didn't hold up.
What about The Jerk?
Yes.
Oh shit!
Any Steve Martin stuff?
Martin's fucking genius.
Okay.
What about
Jerk? I'll totally replace Naked Gun with Jerk. There you go.
Okay.
Give me that one. I'll give you.
What about Dirty Rotten Scoundrels? That was a good flick.
That's funny, and it still holds up because of what it is.
Yeah. The Jerk's better than Dirty Rotten, I think.
Yeah, they're both good.
And that still stands up.
That freaking scene at the gas station in The Jerk where he's like,
"Oh yeah."
What about Porky's? Hello.
Ah,
hello.
That was a
Porky's?
Jerk fest for me. I didn't even know there was any comedy in there. I was jerking off so much.
Michael Cunt.
That
Michael
Hunt.
It was either Porky's or Revenge of the Nerds that I saw a woman's vagina for the first time, and that movie drove me crazy.
I think Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh my gosh, sent me to so many bad things.
I think Revenge of the Nerds is funnier than Porky's, but Porky's is more of an 80s staple of comedy. So
I gotta feel this good again.
What about
the thing is about it is if they show that
up in the air when you're like. Hey, Dustin, hold on. Let me talk to you real quick, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was actually, what I was going to say, though, is if someone put out a movie right now and a guy put his dick through a hole in the wall and a nun, wasn't it a nun that grabs it and is like, I know that dick anywhere.
In Porky's.
You get the X.
You haven't seen Meet the Millers then? Or We Are the Millers?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
God, he didn't like you today. I can say whatever the fuck I want to him. He's like, cool with me, whatever.
We Are the Millers. It's that movie that just came out with Jennifer Aniston. And
Have you seen it?
Just came out. I heard there's a big dick scene in it.
Is that the movie with the shitting monkey?
I don't know. They're bringing weed across the border in an RV.
Is there a shitty monkey in it?
I don't know.
I saw
a shitty
monkey with her.
Funny in any language.
Hey, but you got Hangover and you got Little Bird's Nest. Hangover 2, his little bird's nest. That's a dick. You're not.
Not X?
Not X.
He's seen dick before.
Okay, Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, God, no.
No.
You're an idiot.
Come on, man.
You shut up. You shut your fucking mouth.
Major League.
Yes.
That was on today, too. It came on after.
Major League, man.
No, I have to give.
You trying to say Jesus couldn't throw a curve?
Fletch.
Okay, now we're talking again. Now we're talking.
Fletch, yeah.
Chevy Chase.
Definitely.
It was on today, too.
Was it really?
God, there's a lot of movies on today.
It was like Comedy Central was back to back to back. I was just turning them here and there. Three Amigos.
Okay, yes. Steve Martin again. You got Martin Short. And Chevy Chase again. You're a big Chevy Chase fan, aren't you, you motherfucker? And Steve Martin. Yeah. That movie's freaking hilarious. Yeah, you were just doing the whole...
All right, so...
The singing bush.
Yeah,
the singing bush is freaking
pouring
hilarious.
The water out in the desert.
Yeah. That's a great
There's
one.
So much shit in that movie.
That movie
funny.
Is comedy.
You're
right.
You're right. That
should knock
list,
off.
Who made this? The list that we just read.
Idiots.
College humor. All right. So this battle's number one because Airplane's greatness. And when I think of 80s comedy movies, I think of this movie. Stripes.
What the fuck?
Not
Good
even on the
point.
List. Not
it's
even
not
on
my.
The list.
How do you not have that on the list?
That's
another
one.
Bill Murray movie.
And Harold Ramis
and
that other cat
from
Hey, John Candy's in it again.
Yep.
That is one of the greatest movies of all time, much less comedy of all time. Fuck you, 80s. Are you sure it's in the 80s? Because it was based after 82
or 83 is when it came out.
I don't know. Just pull it up. See.
What
do we care?
I'll look it up real quick. But yeah,
if it's in the 80s, it has to be.
It is.
As number one.
I swear, I was looking at them during this. I thought it was 83 is what it said.
Or is it Spies Like Us?
Spies Like Us was good, too.
Was that?
That was a good movie.
Stripes, 81.
Yes.
God. This is the stupid done. We shouldn't even fucking done this list, then.
This list is gay.
College
Terrible
humor?
List. Beverly
fuck
Hills
off.
Cop? Fuck you.
Most of those people at college humor probably weren't
born. Why are you so down on Beverly Hills?
I don't know. Just because it pisses you off.
That movie was great.
The third one fucking sucked. You got to give me that at least.
Yeah.
The second one's pretty good, too, though.
Judge Reinhold is in Stripes, too. Forgot about that.
Yep.
Remember when he was teaching class?
You know what?
To all the foreigners?
Over
and
Naked
John
Gun.
What's his name?
Under.
John Larroquette?
Yeah.
Over.
Funny as shit.
Over Bill and Ted's Great Adventure, I would give Vice Versa with Judge Reinhold in there, too. You
never
ever see that?
Whoa. No, I don't think I have.
Never heard of it, sir.
Bullshit. No, it's swear. Got. Oh, fuck. I should have.
What about The Breakfast Club and all that? All those
movies
and stuff.
Dude, that's one of the greatest movies of all time, too.
It is.
I grew up watching that, and I still watch it to this day.
I would say it was a comedy because it makes me funny. It makes me laugh.
What's that dude's name?
It makes me funny.
It makes me funny.
What about Fast Times?
Oh, my God. Was that... Oh, no.
That was the 70s, though.
Is it?
Yeah, that's got to be the 70s.
82. Jeez.
And that has one of the best... Slow getting out of the pool scene of all fucking time.
Another one. another one where the tracking's all
that
fucked
bitch.
Up.
Hey, that's messed my tracking.
What was it? What was the last episode we were talking about? Man, I lost a lot of vision on that.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about jerking off and you,
would you
lose
put
vision.
Like gremlins in there or anything like that?
Oh, she's in there, but no. No.
I wasn't a big fan of gremlins.
All right.
I wasn't really either.
I was like, I'll just fucking kick these things. I'll fucking kick them in the face.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so here's another just throwing the ball out there. Did y'all ever watch Private Benjamin,
mm-hmm.
the movie?
I thought that was kind of Goldie Hawn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't funny.
Wait, wait, wait. Private Benjamin.
Yeah.
Or what is that?
There was a TV show, and then there was also the movie.
Yeah.
It had Goldie Hawn in it.
Had Goldie Hawn.
It's a movie. It's like it's a like, female version of Stripes.
Yeah. And then it was like kind of like G.I. Jane, except it was a comedy. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so she was a private going in, doing mm-hmm. basic. I think yeah. I've seen that then. I keep getting that.
It was not
every time
that
I'm thinking
great,
of something, I start thinking of when she took over being the high school coach.
It was
the
material.
Mm-hmm.
It was material.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, College Humor, you fucked up on this list.
No
bam,
shit,
done.
You did.
Yeah, you're
pieces
assholes.
Of crap.
Bunch of assholes.
Dick piece.
Yeah. What else we got? Oh, I got a song I wanted to play for you.
For me?
Over there, you.
I like reading as I'm trying to right. bitch someone out.
Let's hear it. I'm always down for some music.
Dallas
713, motherfucker. I just looked at my emails again. Whatever the fuck that
713,
is.
713, bitches. Hey, look up what the area code is because I'm pretty
it's
sure it's
Houston.
It is,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Dallas got a TD. It's now 2010. Dallas over Cincinnati.
All right.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
We're going. All right, so this has been making the rounds on the internet this week.
Dustin's wrong. Dustin's wrong. 713 is Houston.
I have to punch someone in the face.
He's like, hold on, Google's wrong.
I'm so scared now. When we go down to Houston, I'm going to be so scared. Cause
man,
guy.
Some guy's going to fuck
Why
all four of us up.
Why would we go down to Houston?
That's a good
hold
point.
Hold on. As I'm looking at my emails, I just read this again, and it said, I'd knock off four of your fags out. Who the fuck is four?
Who's the fourth?
So he obviously doesn't even... Yeah,
he
probably
listen.
Listened to one of
Matt
our
Thomas
shows.
Listen to one
else,
episode.
Man.
Oh my God, what a fucking idiot. You just got stinking.
Oh.
Just another reason that
die.
We should start testing nuclear devices in True. Houston.
They did that in Independence Day, didn't they? Isn't that where they dropped the nuke to try to blow
know.
The...
I don't know. Pretty sure that just
Houston.
Defended Houston.
The asshole of the...
Texas?
United States.
Hold on
asshole?
Real quick.
It kind of is,
that's
I guess, because
says.
Florida's
hold
the
on.
Dick.
Hold on.
Right?
I got something to say.
Go ahead.
Florida's the dick, obviously, because it's shaped like one. It's America's unprotected penis.
Well, if it's out there,
Louisiana.
Then L.A. would be the asshole.
No, yeah. Louisiana is the taint.
Oh, dear.
There we go. Fuck you guys. Getting on your shit. And Houston is the asshole.
Houston has to be the asshole of the U.S.
I was just going cross-country.
L.A.
The dick's in the front.
L.A.
Then what would,
the
yeah, what would
the
L.A.
back.
Be then at that point?
L.A.'s the tramp stamp. What?
Boom.
Got it.
Got it.
Nailed it. Just thought of it.
You got it.
Material for the stand-up.
All right, so this may have been
my
making the
stand-up
rounds.
Is not going over too well, I'll tell you.
Have you performed lately?
Not in a long time.
Okay. I'm going to try this for a third time.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. You want to do something over there, butthole?
So this has been making the rounds on the internet this week. I want you to hear it.
Okay.
Let me
what?
Kill the jazz. This song... This song been going around. I don't hear what you think.
Okay. That's pretty cool right off the bat. Just the beginning.
Slow, just rolling. Jolene, Jolene,
Jolene, Jolene. Wow. I'm begging of you, please. Is this a modern beat with someone that they put a track in of someone that was singing a long time ago?
It kind
of
sounds like it, like it's a lo-fi, old school hip hop.
I don't know. It's
have
really
you ever
cool.
heard this song?
The
you know Jolene?
I've heard Jolene, but I've never heard this version of it at all.
But which version of Jolene have you heard? Have you heard this version?
This was. Is it Loretta Lynn or no? It's
no.
Dolly Parton. Jolene,
total Dolly Parton.
You're right.
So what's the who this new right. version though? Who's that?
So let me pop this down here.
What you're hearing right now is 1973.
Right.
This is so, the original version Dolly Parton put out.
Okay.
Now what you're hearing
the first track
uh-huh.
was the original version Dolly Parton put out.
It was 1973.
From 1973. that someone slowed down. They slowed it down 25%.
From what the original recording was?
Basically what it is someone had the 7-inch. Mm-hmm. They threw it on the platter. Had their speeds wrong.
Stoned.
And probably
out of their mind.
Or drunk. And they just started playing it. They're like, you know what? I want to hear some Jolene. They threw it on there.
Yeah.
The speed on the turntable wasn't right. And they
started
playing it.
That's
cool,
though.
They're like, man, this is cool. What version is this?
Yeah, that is cool.
So it's just
so freaky.
Slowed down crazy.
Man.
It's making the rounds. Pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah.
So now let's go in my house and take all my vinyl and let's slow it down and see what we find.
Let's do it to all the Mastodon.
Yeah, we could drink the absinthe.
And Dillinger.
In there. Your
escape.
Real absinthe that you got from Africa.
I didn't get it from Africa. I got
Dubai.
It from
Dubai.
When I was in Dubai, I picked up a bunch of
absinthe.
I have
five separate bottles. We can Dubai, Spain,
oh,
Holland,
yeah.
France. Which one do you want?
Here, you're chugging too fast. You're going to make fun
That's
of
real absinthe, though, that you got, isn't it? Like, it's not the fucking Lulu.
Four real, one of them's not.
Okay, well, let's drink the real one and listen to Jolene.
We can do
it
over and over
again.
No, yeah. Let's put Blood Mountain on really slow.
You should. Just I bet you there's some cool stuff on that.
I just shit my pants just now.
Thinking about Blood Mountain really slow?
Yeah. Just it happened. It's not really. Yeah, you're just killing me. What the fuck? I was staring at the ceiling going, something's coming down to get us, guys.
Oh.
Let's push Matt in there. Kill him.
Hey, did you hear the other story that's going around this week about Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson?
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing? What's he doing?
For the first time in his life.
Playing with pigeons?
He played Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
No.
It's been out for 26 years.
And he's never played it?
And this week was the
first
time.
It's giving him a paycheck for 27 years.
Well, actually, Nintendo took his name off for a while. And it's just Punch-Out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like he got so much money for so long, and then it's just punch out. But, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Jesus Christ.
That's a terrible
that's
imitation.
Stupid.
That was a terrible
Don't
imitation.
Do that on your stand-up.
I won't.
You going to go do it tonight up at Sparks?
Yeah, are we going to Sparks after this?
Oh.
Is that where we're going?
Look, I gotta text my hoes during the show.
No.
I'm from the 713, bitch.
I was just
bitch.
Showing you. I was
I'm
just
the
showing
713,
you the text
motherfucker.
Look, it's a picture of her bitch.
Oh, he's drunk. He's thirsty is what that means. He's walking out.
Are you done?
You're done.
Are you done? Is that it? What are you, walking out?
Fucking out
of
here.
Is that it?
Yeah. Later, Seth.
We have reached the 1.5-hour mark.
It's a good show. I had fun today.
It was fun. It was good. Redoing.
Show number 5.
Kind of. I mean, you know.
Yes. But please keep telling your friends to listen to us. Talk about us. We need help.
Spread it around. Stick it up in ya.
Stick it up in ya. Tell people to listen.
We got, we need more emails. We need jingles. Mm-hmm. We need photos.
Yes, the emails are great. We love them.
Great. You can hit us up on jerryjonestownmassacre.com or shoot us an email at jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com.
Yes, jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com. Please send us emails.
Gmail.
Let's hang out, man.
Gmail.
Who knows? Maybe we'll come
Gmail,
to your...
Gmail.
Jeez. All right, I'm Stubbs.
And
Seth left.
That's Seth over there.
Are y'all still recording?
I'm Dustin.
Are you still rolling pink, really? You're idiots.
Getting us out of here is going to be Relapse by the band Steadfast. And
yes,
we'll see you next time. Peace out. It won't stop.
Worst fucking show ever. She left it in the right hand.
She found Jesus Christ.